I'm Dan Klefstad. Documents reveal why more than 200 books were removed from a college in prison program's library this year. Officials at the Danville Correctional Center say the books were considered controversial and contained racial content. Rebecca Ginsburg directs the Education Justice Project, which offers University of Illinois classes to inmates at the prison. She says she was never given a reason why the books were removed.
I'm very disturbed to know that Victor Calloway, who I like and respect, thought that it was his prerogative to remove books with such a vague criteria as being controversial.
Victor Calloway is the prison warden. A spokesperson for the Department of Corrections said in an email statement they're revising their policy to ensure something like this doesn't happen again. The books were returned after Illinois Newsroom broke the story of their removal. In other news, the Illinois Republican Party rallied its base Thursday at the state fair. Sam Dunklaw reports the party's top brass is optimistic about its chances in 2020.
Illinois Republicans had a rough go of it during last year's election. They lost the governor's mansion and fell to super minority status in both the state House and Senate. But party leaders like Congressman Darren LaHood think the future is looking brighter.
We have real opportunities, particularly when you look at how far left our state has gone with Governor Pritzker and Mayor Lightfoot. We look forward to working very, very hard.
LaHood and others' hypothesis is that Illinois voters are not as liberal as Democrats believe, and Republicans will prove it. Central to that plan is opposing Governor J.B. Pritzker's graduated income tax proposal, which they argue will lead to unchecked future tax increases. The GOP is fielding multiple state candidates on that message. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
The family of Yingying Zhang is launching an endowment in her name at the U of I Urbana-Champaign. Zhang's family provided the lead gift to start Yingying's Fund, intended to support international students in crisis and their families. The website for the fund, incorporated into the university's fundraising site, states it already raised more than $53,000. Zhang, a visiting scholar, disappeared from campus in 2017. Brent Christensen, a former doctoral student, was convicted for her kidnapping and killing in June. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Local leaders gathered for an official ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new SIU Center for Family Medicine in Carbondale. WSIU's Steph Whiteside was there.
The building will be home to the SIU Family Medicine Residency Program and the SIU Physician Assistant Program. One of the features are simulated exam rooms, which allow students to practice interacting with patients while faculty observe and grade them. PA student Destiny Petrowich says that's a critical part of their training.
So the simulated patients really are the first opportunity that we as PA students have to be with a patient, to act as a physician assistant would.
The center also has a medical clinic, anatomy lab, and classrooms. I'm Steph Whiteside.
An Illinois resident tested positive for a rare tick-borne virus last summer. The Heartland virus has been confirmed in a sampling of ticks from Kankakee County. One person there contracted the virus. Public Health's Samantha Debasik says it's transmitted through the bite of an infected Lone Star tick.
The Lone Star tick can be found throughout all of Illinois, and the Lone Star tick is a very aggressive tick that bites humans. The adult female has a white dot or a Lone Star on her back. And the nymph and adult females are the life stages to most frequently bite humans.
Symptoms include a fever, headache, fatigue, muscle aches, and diarrhea. Most people infected need to be hospitalized, but fully recover. A few across the world have died. Governor J.B. Pritzker has launched a statewide broadband expansion program. It's called Connect Illinois. The new Broadband Advisory Council plans efforts to seek federal funding as well.